Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Hey, listeners, Lee here, and I'm back with another Monday bonus episode. This time, I'm sharing a preview of an interactive show called Story Creation Zone, where you get to make things and use your imagination to come up with awesome original stories. This episode of the Story Creation Zone is all about making a totally mysterious setting for your own mystery story, and is hosted by our very own Baby with a Mustache. Grown-ups, to hear the full episode of Story Creation Zone, Make a Mystery with Baby with a Mustache, join the Story Pirates Creator Club at storypirates.com/podcast. Okay, so you're going to need some paper and something to write or draw with for this episode. So you can either get that right now, or you can wait until Baby with a Mustache prompts you during the episode. Either way, fire up your imagination and get ready for a mystery.
Soup, soup, cooking up soup, and I will put some beans in the soup. And beans make me gassy, but in a good way. In a way that says, I just ate some healthy bean soup. La 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 la. My soup vats! The big bubbling metal things where I cook all my soup. They're filled with not soup. It's purple and gooey and smells like some weird cheese or something. Oh, this is terrible. How did this happen? Why did this happen? What should I do? Oh, wait. I have an idea. I'll just have to call the greatest detective who's ever lived on this ship, who's also a baby.
I'm a baby with a mustache with a mystery to solve. Call me up. I'm a detective. And we will write a mystery too. Hello, and a very mysterious day to everyone out there listening. It's me, Baby with a Mustache, the greatest detective who happens to be on the ship right now. I'm headed to Rolo's Bean Emporium, where there's a big mystery going on. And while I try to solve it, we'll work on writing a mystery of our own. Come on, let's go inside.
Oh, no, 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 no. How will I ever figure out what happened here?
Someone call for a detective?
Oh, Baby with a Mustache. Thank goodness you're here. There's a huge mystery. You see, what happened is...
Hold up there, Rolo. As a detective, I work in a very particular way. Before I hear about what happened, I want you to set the scene for me. Could you describe this place for me, Rolo? The way it usually is before the mystery started?
Okay, well, This is the kitchen of my bean emporium, where I cook my soup. So, there's a big pantry full of beans, and there's a huge precarious stack of pots and pans. Sorry. I guess it was too huge a stack. What else? It's a little bit hot in here because I'm always boiling beans on these stoves.
Ooh, stainless steel.
Shiny, right? According to a show I saw on TV, stainless steel makes stoves work better. Somehow. So that's the kind you're supposed to get. And then there are the huge soup vats. Those big metal things I cook the soup in. Usually there's soup bubbling out of the top of them, and the smell of the spicy, beany goodness would be filling up your nose right now.
Ugh, what's that purple stuff?
Exactly! Instead of being full of soup, they're full of some gooey purple stuff.
It smells like some weird kind of cheese.
Exactly again!
So here in the kitchen of your bean emporium, you would usually have vats of delicious bean soup bubbling. But you came in this morning to find something weird. Instead of soup, the vats were full of gooey purple stuff?
Yes! A chef's worst nightmare!
That makes this the case of the gooey purple vats. Dun dun dun!
Wow! That was super cool! Could I maybe do that with you?
Sure. Here, I'll do it again. The case of the gooey purple vats!
Dun, 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 dun!
Okay, I think I should be able to help you, Rolo. And if you're listening to this podcast and are interested in creating your own mystery, now is a great moment to grab a piece of paper and something to write or draw with. You can pause the podcast or just run and grab the materials while this mysterious music plays.
Spooky music. Music. It's creepy. Oh, I'm getting goosebumps. Creepy, creepy music creeping me out.
Whoa! Whose hand is that? Oh, it's mine. Sorry.
Got some paper? Here's how to start creating your own mystery. First, think of a setting. A setting is just the place where you want the story to happen. It can be any kind of place you want. It can even be a very normal place you know a lot about, so it will be easy to describe, like a park, or a classroom, or a movie theater.
Or the kitchen of a soup restaurant.
Exactly. Start by thinking of what it's usually like before the mystery starts. Use all five senses to really bring it to life. Once you have an idea, you can either draw a picture showing as many details about this place as you can, or you can write a description telling us about the setting with your five senses. What do you see in this place? What's happening there that might be making sounds? Or what are people saying?
Or what does it smell like? Or how do things taste? Like my spicy and delicious bean soup.
Exactly, Rolo. Get down as many details as you can.
But baby with a mustache, when will the mystery happen?
We'll get to that soon. But first, let's give the kids a few minutes to write or draw their setting. When we come back, we'll add a big, weird mystery.
Okay, so there it is, a little taste of Make a Mystery with Baby with a Mustache. Now, if you want to continue the episode and get a whole bunch of brand new bonus episodes throughout the season and all of season 5's episodes with no ads, you can join Creator Club right now. You'll also get exclusive discounts and access to events with Story Pirates podcast hosts. Grown-ups, go to storypirates.com/podcast to learn more, subscribe, and continue today's episode. We hope to see you there. Bye!